This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. According to the UN, about 1 million species of plants and animals could become extinct in the coming decades. It's mostly because of human activity, altering landscapes, hunting, and changing the climate. Reversing those trends will not be easy or cheap. The World Economic Forum has estimates ranging between $700 billion and nearly $1 trillion to pay for things like more sustainable agriculture or managing invasive species. Matt Hoisch reports now on growing interest in one tool to generate some of that funding, biodiversity credits.
They're kind of like carbon credits. Maybe you've heard of those. Organizations get them for removing greenhouse gases from the atmosphere or keeping them out. Then they sell them to others who get the credit for lowering emissions. Ideally, they spur climate action.
And I had an idea that a similar principle could be applied on financing of nature conservation and nature restoration. So why are we not doing it?
That's Alexandra Holmlund. She's a PhD student at the Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences, testing a way for foresters to make money with biodiversity credits.
This might actually be an opportunity to provide new income streams.
Her team has partnered with the Swedish Forest to test their idea. Basically, landowners get credits for trying techniques on their land that are expected to help biodiversity.
All these nitty-gritty little details that would mimic old growth qualities of an older forest.
Swedbank, a Stockholm-based bank, purchased the credits for the pilot. Ulf Muller leads the bank's forest and agriculture work. He sees growing interest in biodiversity finance.
All this change is going to cost money. And when do you need the bank? When do you need money?
Others are also taking a look. Maxim Vergejcik is an economist with the UN. He helps organize a group of developers like Holmlund who are also experimenting with credit methods. Something they're hoping to nail down is what exactly biodiversity credits measure. One carbon credit equals one ton of CO2. But for biodiversity,
nothing like that exists in nature because there's no single metric. It's actually very sort of context specific.
Vergejcik thinks trials like Holmlund's will help determine the best approaches for different situations. Getting that right is important. Recent scrutiny of carbon markets has turned off some investors who fear those credits are giving corporations recognition for environmental benefits that aren't happening, something known as greenwashing. Vergejcik's group aims to avoid that.
Our job is just probably to observe and make sure that as they happen, purchases are done in an integral way from the point of view of greenwashing, so to speak, and that the basic science is there.
Vergejcik doesn't see a biodiversity credit boom around the corner, but in a few years, things could grow pretty fast. In Cambridge, England, I'm Matt Hoisch for Marketplace.